From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. A new lawsuit alleges a cover-up of sexual abuse within the Central Arkansas faction of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports an unnamed plaintiff is suing the church, alleging 10 leaders allowed a convicted child rapist authority and access to children at the Pinnacle Mountain Ward LDS Church. The lawsuit alleges the plaintiff was subjected to sexual abuse through the 80s and early 90s by her stepfather, who was also a church leader. A church spokesperson said they plan to file a motion to dismiss the case. Arkansas will make what Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says is a common sense change to its Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Starting July 1st, Arkansas SNAP recipients will no longer be allowed to purchase candy, soft drinks, and other items deemed unhealthy by the Arkansas DHS. Speaking at a press conference in Little Rock Monday, Sanders said the goal of this change is to promote a healthier Arkansas.
This is not about taking something away. The government is not dictating what you can and cannot buy with your own money. We're simply saying the taxpayer is not going to subsidize candy and soft drinks. It is instead going to point food stamp recipients toward healthier, more nutritious foods.
Mary Franklin from Arkansas's Department of Human Services says her office has worked to minimize possible disruptions to SNAP beneficiaries. She says the state is rolling out a new app to help families check what foods are eligible with their SNAP benefits.
This tool is designed to make shopping easier, eliminate any confusion at checkout, and give families greater confidence as they make healthier purchasing decisions.
The AR SNAP Companion app is available now on Android and iOS devices. Franklin says the app also comes with a series of videos from the UAMS Culinary Medicine Program. The series Make It Snappy stars Chef Alyssa Frisbee and provides healthy recipes anyone can make on a budget. Pulaski County's head attorney is stepping down. Hamilton Kemp's resignation will take effect July 14th, according to the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. Kemp issued a warning to the county's Quorum Court last month, warning against a proposed 12-month moratorium on new data center projects. Quorum Court members will meet next on July 14th. A second candidate has announced their bid to fill a vacancy in the Arkansas Senate. Harold Wilson says he is seeking the Republican nomination for the seat representing District 1 in the Senate. The seat was held by Republican Ben Gilmore, who announced his resignation last week. So far, Wilson faces fellow Republican Missy Wardlaw in seeking the party's nomination to fill the seat. An Arkansas judge says the state Supreme Court must weigh in if the city of Little Rock wants to keep licensed gun owners from bringing firearms to City Hall. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox declined to put his ruling on hold that said the city cannot enforce its ban on guns. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports Fox found the city's ban violated state law and that it is permanently barred from enforcing its firearms policy. Attorneys for the city had asked Fox to stay his decision until the Supreme Court can weigh in. Arkansas is training several new physicians each year, but many are leaving the state once that training is complete. That's according to a new report released from the Heartland Whole Health Institute. Angela Lappin is the Vice President and Chief of Values-Based Initiatives at the Institute. She says there's a sizable gap between doctors we train and doctors that stick around for their residency.
We actually train and graduate about 430 physicians annually. The problem is in the bottleneck that occurs after they graduate and they try to get an entry-level residency position because we only have 375 of those across the state.
The report coincides with the release of the Institute's new Graduate Medical Education Technical Assistance Center. Lappin says the center's goal is to narrow the medical training gap and keep more doctors in Arkansas.
The Technical Assistance Center is going to provide our healthcare partners, hospital partners, community partners who want to set up additional residency programs, the ability to tap into a free resource statewide that will walk them through how to operationalize a residency program and how to get funding for those residency programs.
Lappin spoke with our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. The full report is available online at heartlandwholehealth.org. A massive electric utility is seeking to intervene in a lawsuit seeking more information about a planned data center in eastern Arkansas. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette is suing to have records released about Google's utility contracts for a planned West Memphis data center. Entergy Arkansas and a Google-affiliated company filed motions last week arguing they should be involved in the case in order to protect confidential information. The Democrat-Gazette first filed the lawsuit on June 18th. And we continue to be under a heat advisory today. The heat advisory is in effect through July 2nd. Today's high is near 99 degrees. Heat index will approach 107. Similar weather continues throughout the week and into the July 4th holiday weekend. No rain is in the forecast. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.